Vayter in Shasri Navkuf Aleph, picking up on the very top of the page. What happens if Hayu Shteim Kohanim? What happens if both of them are Kohanim? Wa-wa-wa-wa-wa-wa-wa-nim. Right, so we said that it's not just Kohanim, but really it opens up to other cases as well. Then if he smacks, he hits them, or he gives them a curse, then what's the din? So now, Tanu Rabbanan, Hikazeh v'chazav Hikazeh. Let's say he goes and he punches one of them, punches the other. Kilazeh v'chazav Kilazeh. Or he curses one, then curses the other. Kil shneim v'basachas, he's makal both of them at the same time. Or Hikaz shneim v'basach, he smacks them at both at the same time. Chayiv. Then they're going to be chayiv. All cases are going to be chayiv. Chayiv misa. Because definitely one of them is the pops. That, my friends, is the Tanakh Kamer Behuda Omer. He says, "Babasachas chayev." Only if you do it at the same time, you're going to be chayev. B'zeh chazeh pater, but if it's zeh chazeh, then you're going to be pa. Whoa. Rashi says, "Why?" So let's go way back to the beginning. First, Rashi says, "Chayev shari echem neim avu." One of them is his father. Babasachas shechavadon remakol ba'akol achasim with the zik with one time. Chayev going to be chayev. The basras vada hisubo. With the basras vada, there's certain hasrabo al tika shneim. Why the ikas shteya asros is two different asros? V'chol chada v'chada have a asra suffik. All of them are asra suffik. V'latana kama asra suffik shma asra still considered asra. Hol manav shach over, he's over at manav shach. So. Machlokes, Tanakama, and Rabbi Huda. Ve'otawa, wamamanya, Rabbi Huda, omer, pater, bevasachas. You just said over here, but that if it's going to be, bevasachas, come to Rabbi Huda, they're going to be chayiv. But over here it says, Rabbi Huda, omer, pater, bevasachas. It says, Gemara, trey tanayim, live to Rabbi Huda. And two different tanayim in the world of Rabbi Yehuda. Okay, in other words, one of them had it learned one way, one learned the other way. My time in the Manda Potter was Pshat, according to one who says, in the world of Rabbi Huda, that you're going to be Potter, if you have one at the same time, if you have both of them at the same time, shouldn't you certainly be Chayev? Amar of Chanina, Nemer Bracha Lamata. It says, Bracha, meaning Saloshin Sagi Nohar, meaning speaking nicely, Bracha, meaning a Klala. When it comes to Lamata, meaning in Olam Azed, down here, Rashi says, Ba'avav, even with the father and mother. But Nemer Bracha Lamata, he uses Lashon of Bracha upstairs, meaning referencing the Ribono Shalolam. Right? Down here, the pasuk says, "Mekalel aviv ima mos yumas." And upstairs, what's the pasuk? It says, "Ish ish ki kalel lokav v'nasa cheto." So mala mala shein ba shutfus. It's like upstairs. We're talking about a case where there's no shutfus, there's no partnership, like a kodesh baruch hu. So aflamata shein ba shutfus. So to lamata. So to down over here, it's the same idea. It's got to be something which has no shutfus. And over there, we got shutfus going on. Ishkes haba leklala, and we compare hitting hakah slicha, hakah hitting leklala to cursing. Therefore, we learn one from the other, and gonna be. Chayev. Putter in this case. The Ola b'mishmaro. And what happens? He goes with the mishmar to go do the avoda. Both of them, but he doesn't get his goods. He doesn't get any of the flesh. He doesn't get any of the ore. But he has to go with them. Frak the Gemara, but hold on 1 second. V'chim yachad deinu kolik lama olav. He's not going to get. Why is he going up? Lama olav? What do you mean? I'm rabbein and denevin mitzvah. He's not going to do a mitzvah. Rashi says, b'tmiya gassin ala. T'karmat lama olav. Havadne b'lo chalukin nichale the me'ever the voda. Of course it's good. Ela boy hachala. Lokatani dinisni ala b'mishmaro en holek. Ela, frak the Gemara. Ala lokatani. The Mishnah doesn't say if he goes up, but rather Ela Olav Akarcha, he's got to go and do it against his will. Why should he have to do it? Amar Abacha Baruch Hanina, Amar Abaye, Amar Abasi, Amar Rav Yochanan, Mishon Pegam Mishpacha. You don't embarrass the Mishpacha. Rashi says the two Mishpachas will be embarrassed because of him, so he has to go to make sure they're not embarrassed of him. Okay, Ve'im, next part of the Mishnah, the last part, Ve'im, Hayushneim, B'mishmar, and both of them are the same Mishmar that he does take a Chelek. Mashna, Shneim, Mishmar, Stalo. Why from two does he not take it? The Osalaha Mishmar, Matchalil, because he goes to one Mishnah, they push him away. They say, no, you're not part of it. Osalaha Mishmar, Matchalil, they push him away also. Mishmar, Chanam, Mishmar, Chad, also you should do that. Osalahai, Beis'av, Matchalil. Because even though it's part of the Mishmar, but you have the base av within the Mishmar, and each one is going to push them away also, right? Because the Mishmar is broken up into six bate av, and each one of them served a particular day of the week, so they also would go push them up. So, my papa, hachir, I'm assuming to say, Ema Yishnei Mishmar Echad, Ubeis Av Echad, then Notel Chelik Echad, then they go ahead and he takes, if he's from both of them. Hadron Allah, Nosin Alanu, oh gosh. No sin al hanusa. Oh, yeah. You know what I mean, I guess? We said we're going to Hajj and Loch, so let's Hajj and Loch. Let's go back to reference of Tzadi Zayin. What does it say? No son of Lusav, Elva, Futa, Honis, Fata, Lutasua, Chayev. No son of Lusav, Futa, Zav. Oh, right, we are Yotze. Let's move on to the next parak. We're now going to jump into the world of Chalitza and. See a bunch of different ways of doing chalitza, what you can do chalitza with. And then the Gemara is going to jump into a bunch of different machloksim based off the psukim dealing with chalitza. Mitzvah chalitza b'shulshan dayanim. The mitzvah is to do it with three dayanim. Beautiful. Now, v'afilu shulshan hedyotos, even if them are three hedyotos. What does that mean? That means they don't have to be part of the Sanhedrin, as Rashi says. The Gemara is going to ask, so hold on a second, why'd you call them dayanim? If you're allowed to have three hedyotos. So he says, first, a mitzvah to chalitza with three dayanim, and then have a field system of hedyotos. Okay, we'll get to that. Chalta b'minah, let's say you did chalitza with a minah, minah meaning a shoe. Rashi says, shel or rach, soft or, who can't shell it like our shoes? Chalitza is a kshera, the chalitza is good. You're going to be, it's good, but it's only kosher b'di'evid. Rashi says, that avala chetchila lo, not really, k'damina l'kamad, like we're going to say later in Daf Kuf Beis, but the essential concept is that the way it should be done is with something known as a sandal, not with a min'al, but if you did it, it would be okay. But in pili, if you did it with pili as a type of sock, then chalitza's a pasul, it's going to be possible. But sandal sheishlo, okay, if kosher, with a sandal that has on it a sole, then it's going to be kosher. V'sheinlo, okay, if possible. If not, then it's going to be possible. Minhar kuba ulamata chalitza kshera. If the shoe is worn from the knee and down, then it's going to be kosher. I mean, aruka l'malach is a psul, but if it's a knee above and it's above the knee, then no good. We're talking about here a case of a person chalila has some sort of amputation on the leg, and if it's above the knee, it's a problem. Below the knee, it's going to be fine. Chalitza b'sandal shel ein shelo. Let's say there's chalitza with a sandal that doesn't belong to them, or we're talking about b'sandal shel eitz, or if it's made out of wood. B'shel small b'yamin, or it's a left shoe that's put on the right foot. In all these cases, chalitza ksher, it's going to be kosher. Rashi says about the left shtickle, but what about if we're talking about a chalitza with a small on the left foot entirely? That's going to be a machlokas later in Daf Kuf Dalet. Chalitza ksher, chalitza begadol shu yachol lahaloch. But let's say it was chalitza done with a shoe that was big. It was too big for him to wear, but he's still able to go and walk. And Rashi says, sandal shaloi lamadas raglov, lamidas raglov. The midas raglo, it's not the right measurement for his foot. He's able to walk with it. Or with a one that's small, it's too small to wear, but it covers the majority of his foot. The chalitza is going to be kosher. These are clearly b'di'evit shtiklach over here, but if you're not able to walk it, it's way too big, or he can't even cover it over. So then it sounds like it's not going to be good. No good. Okay. Once we said, hey, you all you shoshe adyotos, the dayonim lovingly, why do you have to say the shtickle about dayonim? Says Gemara, hakamash malon, it's coming to tell you, that you have to have three that know how to tell over the yavam, the yavam, and what psukim have to be said, lahakros, to cause them to read. Ke'ein dayonim, just like the dayonim. Tanina l'ha, the Tanur Rabbanu Yerbaisu backs us up. Mitzvah chalitza b'shlosha. The mitzvah of chalitza has been done in front of three. Sheyodin l'hakros kein dayanim. They know how to go and read all the psukim like dayanim. Rabbi Huda Omer b'chamisha. No, it's got to be done in front of five people. Manav Shach, we start to see the concept that what? That it's got to be that they understand how to deal with the psukim, and that's what it means by the concept of dayanim. Okay, so now we have a machlokas. Whether you have to have three people there or you have to have five people over there. So now the Gemara brings this down. My time in the Tanakam, what's been on the Tanakam? It says you have to have three. The Tawabababababanyas, we learned in a Braisa. We know the Pasuk says, Vim lo yachwitz is Devarim chaf he zayin. Vim lo yachwitz is Yishlakachas Yivim Tova. Also Yivim Tova. He doesn't want to take care of. Also Yivim Tova Shire. She goes up to the Shire. El Zakanim to the Zakanim, plural. Va'amra me'in Yivami lahakim la'achiv shame b'yisrael. Lo ava. Yabmi, he doesn't want to go ahead and to have kids. What do we do? He doesn't want to make this happen. So in any event, it says what zekinim, which means shnaim, that has to be two. Vein basin shakul. You're not allowed to have a basin that is shakul, that is equal. We have to always have it that it's at least one up. Since we know it's Allah of Achir Rab Lahat, so you have to have the ability to have a majority over there, so you have to make sure it's more than one. So we see Vinalim, Odach, you have another one, Harikan Shlosha, and that is why the Tanakhama says three. Rabbi Yehuda, and he says five, because Zikne Shnayim. We have another time that says the Pasuk
Says the word ziknei, and therefore, since we have another pasuk there that's saying ziknei, that means it's another two over there. So we have two and two is four. Zikanim shnayim vein bezin shakli kam ikum masif and leim od echad harekan chamish five. Vitanakam hai ziknei my avidle. What do they do with the words ziknei? This second set of ziknei. It's actually the very next pasuk from the one we read before. The pasuk goes on. It says vakaru lo ziknei iro. So we have a double whammy over there. So the question is, what does he do with that ziknei? Well, he says it's only three. It's two and then one instead of four and then one. So what's he doing with this extra two over here? Says the Gemara, mibay leilu rabuya filu shlosh hedyotos. That's the marmakim to say that it can be hedyotos and they don't have to be dayo. Whoa. In fact, the Gemara Rabbi Huda hedyotos minale. Where does he learn that from? He says nafkale mile ene. He learns it out from the fact that it says the words mile ene, which is the next pasuk that says v'nikshi yivam to a love that this yivama she goes to him. And Le'ene has a kingdom in front of the eyes of the Zakenim. V'cholso na lo me'al riglo. She takes off the shoe from his foot. V'yarka b'fanav. And she goes and she spits in front of him. V'ansav armen. She says, kachi yasel isha shalo yivna as beis alchiv. This is what's done to one who doesn't build the brother's house. So the point is, it says, the lashon of Le'ene, da'amar mar, Le'ene, when it says that word, prat l'sumen, that means it's excluding those that are blind. V'yitzich Le'ene l'mute sumen, the fact that it has to say, Le'ene to exclude sumin, Shema Minah the fila hedyotos has to be, it could even be hedyotos. You know why? Tisakadaitach Sanhedrin, but if you would think that you need to have the Sanhedrin there, Lamele the Mute Sumin, why do I have to go and exclude blind people? I mean, the Tanya of Yosef, Nafka, we learn that from Tanya of Yosef, who says, what? Tanya of Yosef. Kishem Shebezin, Menuke Metzedek, just like those of Bezin has to be clean. In terms of tzedek and their behavior and their righteousness, right? They can't be people that are doing averus. Kach bezin menukim mikol mum. They have to be menuka. They have to be clean from any sort of blemish. Says Rashi, yalef mehaikra, kulcha yaf, ke... Well, like the Gemara is going to say in a minute, Rashi says, kulach yafara yasi umum ein bach. Like we now see, if you take a look. Kach bezin menukim mikol mum. Beep, turn the page. Kuf Alpha Base. Shinamar's Pasuk says, Kulach Yafar Raisi, Umumim Ba, you are beautiful and you don't have any sort of mum. So the fact that we have to have teach us the fact that you can't have blind people, they have to be able to see. The fact that we need to teach that comes out that the Chalitza doesn't have to have people from Sanhedrin, and therefore we don't need a second shtickle over to teach us this. V'idach, in fact, the Gemara. And what about the other one who does learn that the fact that hedyotos are able to do it from ahu le'ene my ovidlei? What does he do with the fact of the lashon of le'ene? Ahu lechadarava who does it? He says needs a farava. Damarava tzvichadayani nemechsei roka dekar nafik mipum midyavama. What does it mean? Le'ene means that they have to see the spit coming out of the mouth of the yavama when she goes and she spits. Tzichsev le'ene is a kinim v'yarka in the eyes of the kinim and she spits. V'idach nami b'bayle l'chadarava. Hold on a second, if Rabbi Yehuda needs the le'ene for this din. So how is he using it to tell you the shtickle of hedyotos are going to be good? So this is Gemara, okay, that's a good point. So we need another raya as per what Rabbi Yehuda says of where he gets that hedyotos are okay. Enoch nami, yep, okay, that's true. V'el hedyotos b'nali, what does Rabbi Yehuda learn out that hedyotos are going to do chalitza? Nafke mi bi Yisrael. He learns that from the pasuk that says that my Yavam, this man is not going to give me a, the full pasuk is again, right, she calls out, V'amam be'en Yavami l'hakim l'achiv shem bi Yisrael lo av Yavami. So we say bi Yisrael koldehu, which means that any those of Israel is able to go and be part of it. V'idach, hold on one second. Yeah, okay, good. V'idach. And the other one, the Tanakama, Hi Yisrael, this word Yisrael, my Ovidle, what's he going to do with that? He needs it for this. Be Yisrael, which means Bebezin Shal Yisrael. Chalitza has to be done by Yidden that are Bezin Yisrael, Velo Bebezin Shal Gerim. It's not allowed to be that the Bezin has Gerim. Okay, now the Gemara says, V'idach. And what about the other one? Be Yisrael, Achrinik Siv. Where does Rabbi Huda learn that from? He says another time, this is the word Yisrael, which is the very next pasuk. This is V'nikra Shmo B'Yisrael Beis Chalutzanal. His name is called out to the house of the one whose shoe was removed. So we have the Yisrael over there also, and that's coming to say that it's got to be, it can't be Gerim. V'idach, and what is the Tanakhama going to do? What does he do with that second Yisrael? Miboyle lechitani Yisrael for the following brisa. I'm Rabbi Yehuda. Pamachasin Yosef of Rabbi Tarfon was sitting for Rabbi Tarfon, but Yivon and Lechotz and Yivon came to do Chalitz of Armelon, and she sat in Rabbi Tarfon and said to us, Anu Kulchem Chalitz Anal. Everyone was standing there, go and say the words Chalitz Anal, which is teaching you that that's what the Yisrael is, that all the Yisrael is that are there have to say it. V'idach Rabbi Yehuda. He learns it out from the fact that this is Venikra, and he gets called out to be this, and therefore it comes to teach you that everyone goes and yells that out also. Okay, now, El Miata. Now, Frak the Gemara. If you want to say that we have plural over there, that comes to teach us how many judges we have to have. So then, what it says Zakenim and Ziknei and all that shtiklach, El Miata Vikaru Shnayim. It says the word Vikaru, which means two. Vidibru Shnayim, it also says two. This is Vidibru, which also should mean two. Hachinami, the Rabbi Yehuda, Harei Kantisha, Rabbi Yehuda who said five. So now we have another two, which is seven, another two, which is nine. And the Rabbanan, Harei Kantisha, who said three, and then another two is five, another two is seven. Is that what you want to say? Says, come on, Ahumi Boyle the Chitanya. That pasuk we need for something else, for the following brisa. Vakarulo, it says, and they're going to call him, Velo Shlucham. That means to say, they have to call him to come to Bezin, and they can't have a Shliach Bezin going to call him to come. Vidibre love in the pull over there. Malam Hashem Asin lo Eitzal Genes lo. It means they give him good advice. Hashem Haya who yelled he's a Canaan, that if he's a young kid and she's old, who's Zaken v'Yalda, or he's old and she's very young, Amrim lo. We say to him, Malachi Eitzal Yalda. Malachi Eitzal Canaan. What do you have to be with a young girl for? You're so old. What do you have to do with an old woman? You're so young. Kalech Eitzal Shkamos. Go next to people. Be with people that are close to you. And don't bring in fights into your house. So we have what we're learning out from it, so we don't now use it to add to be a nine and seven and things of the sort. Says the Gemara, okay, so we have machlokes tanakam, what do we do, Amar? Rava, Amar, Rav Nachman, halacha, chalitza, bishlosha. The halacha is you do it with three, like tanakam says. Hol, v'stam lantanaka v'say, because you have a stam tana like it, which means, again, it's not say with any sort of name over here. Therefore, we go like that. As our Mishnah said it like that. In fact, the Gemara, Amrli Ravler of Nachman, Nihachi, if that's really the case, then Meyonami. Even by Mian, if a girl is a Kitana, is married to Midarban, and she wants to walk away from the marriage, she could do Mian, that too, she'd have to be by three. The fact is, Lord Ten Mishnah, Hamein Rechalitza Beshlosha. It says over there that someone who does Mion or Chalitza, then Chalitza or Mion Rashi switches to then Bishlosha Vistama Rashi says Vistama he bear pair of Sanhedrin. That Mishnah was taught Stam as well. So we have that it's not only Chalitza, but it's also Mion. Chitim Chinam, if you want to say Chinam, yeah, Mion has to have three. Votanya, we're going to say Mion, Bishame Omen, Bezdin Mumchen, Obisil Omen, Bezdin Vishalobe Bezdin. It can be in front of those of a bezin, those are not, which means even hadyotos. But what still comes out from this, elu ve'elu modim, shitzar shlosha, but both of them agree that you have to have three when it comes to mion. Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Yossi, Machshirim, Bishnaim. These come along and they see mion is good even with two people. V'amar of Yossi, v'anyuni, amar of Nachman, halacha goes to zug, the halacha goes like that particular zug, that you could do it with two. Hold on 1 second. You said Chalitza needs three because it was a Stam Mishnah, but Mion was also a Stam Mishnah, and now we're saying there only needs to be two. What's going on? Says Gemara, Hasam Chad Stama. That which you brought up by Mion is only one Stam. It's only one time that it said like that. The Hacha, right, that's in the Mesach Sanhedrin. The Hacha traced on it, but over here we have two times that you have done Stam. The one that's found in Sanhedrin, the one that's over here. We have two times that it brings it down. But over there also by Mian, there are actually two also Stama Ninu that you have to have three. The Tanan, as we learned by Mian, the Tanan, as we learned in the Mishnah, that Mian O Shechotza B'fanav, right? There's a Mishnah we saw earlier in the Masechet of Chafei, that if Mian O Shechotza B'fanav, let's say she does Mian or she does Chalitza, then Yisa'enu is going to be mutter to now marry her. Who's he? Meaning the actual person on the court's allowed to do this. We saw this much earlier. So Mino Shalcha Bafana, then he said he can come marry her. Because he's part of a basin over here. I'm not worried that he's doing something in an inappropriate fashion because he's doing it if he's doing it all by himself. But what do we see nonetheless? Now, whenever we're talking about a basin, it means that there's three over here. So we have two Mishnayos that say Mion has to be done with three. Yeah, the Gemara's like, all right, that's a good point. Ella, Hasam Tre Stami over there, it's two Stami. Hacha Talasa Stami, when it comes to Chalitza, it's actually three times they have this idea that comes up as Stami. Now the Gemara, like, tries to break this down and say, hold on one second. Michti, let's see what's going down. Hastama v'hastama. When it comes to Chalitza, we have a Stam Shtickel. When it comes to Mion, we have a Stam Shtickel. That's got to be in front of three for each one of them. So Mali Chad Stama, Mali Tre Stama, Mali Tlasa. But what's Shaykh is you have one, you have two, you have three. What's going on over here? Bottom line is Chalitza has to have three because it's Stam. Minos have to have three because it's Stam also. Mm-hmm. Says the Gemara, okay, that's a good point. You're right. So why is it that we say that that Chalitza is three. We have to have a different reason now because we know that Mion doesn't have to be that. Ella Amar Rabbi Nachman Yitzchak Hol V'Stam B'Mekom Machlokes. This is coming up when you have a Stam, when you have a Machlokes coming against it. The Tanan, those of Rav Yehuda. The time we learned in a Mishnah Smichas Zekinim Ve'Egla Arufa B'Shlosha Devei Rabbi Yossi. When you Smicha, this is talking about if there's a Par helam davar shel tzibor. That is, a tzibor ends up making a mistake, and because of the fact that the Sanhedrin, the ancient guys, get all in a mistake, and they went ahead and they did such a thing. So then we have to bring this animal, the smicha that is done on it, and the egla arufa that also has to have three judges over there. Divrei Rabbi Yossi, Yehuda Omer bechamisha. It's got a five. Chalitza, then the next part of the Mishnah is Chalitza v'aminu b'shlosha, it's done with three. V'lo, kapal g'b'yuda, b'yuda doesn't argue over there in this case. Sh'ma'mina, hadar b'yuda, must be b'yuda, changed his mind, and that Chalitza also has to be done in front of three. Sh'ma'mina, taka, that's what we say. Therefore, we know it's done in front of three and not done in front of five. Weiter gegangen mit Chalitza, Amar Rava, tzvichita yoni l'mikva duchta. We must have a particular place that's set up where they're going to do this chalitza. Rashi says, l'shem kach. It's got to be something which is set up, not random. It says, the pasuk says, v'also yivimta ha'shara el zakenim. They went up to the zakenim. Rashi says, makom mezumen l'kach mishmashma. And a little bit more. It says, v'papa rav huna b'ed rav yoshua avdi uvda b'chamisha. They end up doing a chalitza in front of five people. Come on, who is he going like? Ki Rabbi Huda. Sounds like they were going like Rabbi Huda. It says five. Chalitza says he's five. But hold on one second. We know that he changed his mind. So why would you say five? Answer is the parsum milsa. They weren't actually dayadim over here. They were just there. That should be known to all. Says Rashi Pusani milsa the chalutza. That should be known that she's a chalutza. Roll into the coin. She shouldn't marry a coin. Inami the lisa inchi likvatu alea or should go ahead and have people know that hey she's on the market and they can go ahead and you can marry her. Next, Rav Ashi Ikalibi Rav Kahana. Rashi came to visit Rav Kahana Amarlei. So he says to Rav Kahana, said, Salik Mar the Gabon the Muli Bechamisha. He says that, oh, you came over now, so now you can be part of the five people. Amar Rav Kahana said, Hava Kaimna Kamedra of Yehuda. I was once in front of Yehuda. Rav Amarlei says to me, Ta Sakla Zirza Katani de Dekani. Rashi says this is a chavila shel kanim. It's a bundle of reeds. V'halchuli shivshon. They went to sit there. L'shem chalitza zu for the shem of chalitza. L'tzarufi bechamisha. In order to be part of the five. Amrulah said to him, Lamali chamisha. Why do I have to have five? Amrulahu kehechid the five same milsa. So it should be well known. Another story. Rav Shmuel bar Yehuda havakai kamedu av Yehuda. Once came from Yehuda Amrulah and he said to him. Yehuda says, Sakta lezirza dekani. Go up and come to the bundle of reeds. Let's read for Bechamisha. The Farsuni Milsa publicizes Amalei Tanina. So he says to him, I have a Braisa. Be Yisrael. The Pasuk says, Be Yisrael. Be Bezin Yisrael, which means that Chalitz has to be done in front of a Bezin of Yisraelim that were born as Yisraelim. Below the Bezin Shalgerim. Va'ana ger ana. And I am a ger. This is Rav Shimon bar Yehuda speaking about himself. He says, what can I do? I'm not able to do. Rashi says, Hu va'aviv nisgayu ilkach pasin lo pasin chalitza pasim chalitza. Amar Rav Yehuda speaks up at this point and says, Kigon Rav Shmuel Bar Yehuda. Like Rav Shmuel Bar Yehuda, mafikna mamon apume. I would collect money from his mouth. In other words, you could totally trust him. Unbelievable, he just said what he said. Mafikna salkadaita chfekta gemara. What do you want to say? That you would go ahead and collect the money because of what he said? V'alpi shnayim eidim amarechman. So you need to aid him for that. I would go and I would lower the strength of a shtar because of his mouth. Rashi says, "The omer yadana be depriya lo mizdekikna lemigbe bay." If he said, "Look, I definitely knew that it's paid off," he would not go in and collect from that. He would go in and accept whatever Shmuel Bar Yehuda says, and let the guy go in and keep the cash. Let's finish this up over here. Amarava, beep, turn the page. Kuf Beis, Ger, Dan, is Chaver, Dvar Torah, Ger can go and Dan another Ger. That's Dvar, that's Daraisa. Shanem, as the Pusik says, Som Tosam Alecha Melech, Asher Yivcha Hashem Alekecha Bo. You place a king over yourself, a king, or Hashem, your God, will choose. Mikar V'checha Tosam Alecha Melech, from the midst of your brothers, you should place over yourself a king. Alecha Udemene Mikar V'checha, over you needs to be that. Aval Ger, Dan is Chaver Ger, you could Dan another Ger. V'im Ha'isa Imam Yisrael, and if his mother is a Jew, then Dan I feel Yisrael, even Yisrael, in Chalitza, in reference to Chalitza, I'd say Aviv V'imam Yisrael, this be of any father and mother, Shemar V'nikra Shmo be Yisrael. Rashi explains that is Mashma Shia Yisrael, and we call it Stadim, and therefore that's, period. All right, my friends, we're going to stop over here, and I wish all y'all a great, great day.